Now, there are many different types of sleight of hand. Country folk singer-songwriter Todd Snyder, he was robbed once, but not just by anyone. Todd, he got jacked. Well, I'm gonna let him tell it.
Hello, everybody. My name is Todd Snyder, and I'm going to tell you a story that my friends like me to tell about the time that Tony Bennett stole $65 from me. And he knows it, too. My wife agreed to let me buy an old car, and I looked in the paper and I found a 1964 convertible Rocket 88. The very first rock and roll song by Ike Turner was called Rocket 88.
V8 motor in this smart and designed black convertible top, and the gals don't mind sporting with me riding all around town for joy.
The car was in great shape. It's not now. These days, the top of the car won't go up. So I should say it's not actually a convertible. It doesn't convert. It's a, I don't even know what you call that. But one of my favorite things in the world to do is wash it. So anyway, it was a beautiful day, and I was down at the car wash, power hosing the car, which I sincerely find relaxing. And right then, in that lovely moment, this guy comes walking toward me, either homeless or at least prone to, you know, sleeping outside. In a mildly intimidating manner, he said, hey, how about you give me a couple of bucks and I help you wash your car? So I like screwed up the little nerve I had and I said, listen, man, I really find it relaxing when I do this alone. How about if I give you a couple bucks and you don't help me wash my car? And no, this guy says, no, man, I think I'm going to help you wash your car. I don't even know if that's legal. You can't just show up and tell someone you're going to mow their lawn. That just can't be legal. But I didn't know what to do. And I was scared, so I screwed down all the nerve that I'd screwed up and said, fine, you know. So he picked up the brush and said, you squirt the soap water and I'll scrub. Yes, okay, you're the boss, man. And we pretty much did the whole car that way. And as we did, we started talking, like, you know, about places we'd been, troubles we'd had, girls we knew.
Tiny bubbles.
And I gotta tell you that by the time we finished, not only did, you know, I like him, but the car was clearly cleaner and better off for having been washed by two guys rather than just one.
Make me feel fine.
He said he'd keep an eye out for me. And then as he was about to walk off, I said, like, hey, man, one more thing. Honestly, when you came over here, were you gonna rob me? And he laughed and said, yeah, man. And so I laughed too, but I was panicked. And in what I guess I'd call fight or flight, I just reached out my hand and said, what's your name, man? You know, without even blinking, this guy says, I'm Tony Bennett. And without blinking more than three or four times, I said, well, great, I'm Bing Crosby. Nice to meet you. His eyes got like wide and he started yelling, are you messing with me, man? I said, what do you mean? You started it. You told me that you were Tony Bennett. And he goes, what do you mean? I am Tony Bennett. And he pulls out this ID, and it had his photo on it, and it said Tony Bennett. And I was like, oh, you got me. I'm wrong. You're right. And I'm not Bing Crosby at all. And then we hugged. And I'm pretty sure, and by pretty sure I mean 1,000% sure, that it was during that hug that Tony Bennett stole $65 out of my coat pocket. I always want to add when I get done with that story, because my friends, they'll be like, oh, well, I thought you were going to tell us about that. I left my heart in San Francisco, Tony Bennett. And so sorry if there was confusion about that. I was talking about the Tony Bennett that hangs around the East Nashville car wash.
It's just a little street where old friends meet and treat you in the same old way.
Ha ha, gotcha. Thanks a lot, Todd Snyder. This story comes from his book, I Never Met a Story I Didn't Like. Mostly True Tall Tales. We'll have a link to Todd Snyder's book on our website, snapjudgment.org. And a special shout out to the folks over at Dinner Party Download for bringing us that story. The Dinner Party Download is a public radio show hosted by Brendan Francis Newman and Rico Galliano. It's about culture, food, conversation. It'll help you win your weekend dinner parties. Check them out at dinnerpartydownload.org. Much love to them.